Random House Audio presents High Heat by Lee Child, read for you by Dick Hill. The man was over 30, Reacher thought, and solid, and hot, obviously. He had sweated through his suit. The woman face to face with him could have been younger, but not by much. She was hot, too, and scared, or tense, at least. That was clear. The man was too close to her. She didn't like that. It was nearly 8:30 in the evening and going dark, but not cooling off. 100 degrees, someone had said. A real heat wave. Wednesday, July 13, 1977, New York City. Reacher would always remember the date. It was his second solo visit. The man put the palm of his hand flat on the woman's chest, pressing damp cotton against her skin, the ball of his thumb down in her cleavage. Not a tender gesture, but not an aggressive gesture either. Neutral, like a doctor. The woman didn't back off. She just froze in place and glanced around, without seeing much. New York City, 8:30 in the evening, but the street was deserted. It was too hot. Waverly Place, between 6th Avenue and Washington Square. People would come out later, if at all. Then the man took his hand off the woman's chest, and he flicked it downward like he wanted to knock a bee off her hip. And then he whipped it back up in a big roundhouse swing and slapped her full in the face, hard, with enough power for a real crack. But his hand and her face were too damp for pistol shot.